Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Getting ready to send producer Ben off to his island getaway.
A little island vacation for Ben is just what he needs. I mean, shame on us, Eric. We've been talking about how we've got all these summer vacation plans, blah, 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 blah.
We're a work hard, play hard sort of gang.
Yeah, and Ben hasn't made any summer travel plans. So you know what? We're going to give him the summer vacation of his dreams.
This morning is the morning. He has strolled in. To the Z studio.
I think today is going to be a good day. I'm really starting to feel it.
It's better than I could have imagined.
Just want to start top down. He's got the darkest shades I've ever seen.
Can you see out of them?
A little bit. It's kind of dark in here.
Well, take the sticker off too. Two lays. How would you describe the shirt?
It is a mesh tank top. But not like a see-through mesh, like a tasteful basketball short.
It looks kind of basketball-y, yes.
It's a mesh tank top with a sunset and palm trees.
Very Miami Vice looking. Mm-hmm. He's holding a coconut with a straw in it. He's got some cargo shorts on.
He has an actual white bathrobe that's from a carnival cruise. Yes. I don't know how we got to be in possession of it.
Living luxury.
Yes. Right now, if I had to give you a nickname, it's Little Lebowski.
Yes. Yes.
You just have that kind of like dude look to you right now.
Yes.
This is perfect. You are going to fit in so well when the people know where they're going. We've not told you, but we've lined up transportation.
Yes.
And we're about ready to get you in the van.
It's all inclusive.
Yes.
Okay. All inclusive. The shoes too.
What? You got some flip flops?
Are you a flip flop wearer normally, Ben?
Not very often, no.
Those are pineapple flip-flops, by the way, so be careful who sees those pineapples, because pineapples mean different things to different people.
It's a tropical fruit!
It's other things than that!
Do I get to start with a cruise down the Cedar River, and that takes me to an island somewhere?
You're gonna cruise, all right.
We'll cruise you in a big green van. We'll give you that much. Your destination is known to some, but not to you and other people.
We've got help from the Z102.9 street team. They're going to chauffeur you to your little island getaway, Ben.
It is producer Ben's island getaway. We release him to the street teamers. They will drive him in style to his secret location, which we will unveil just after 7 o'clock this morning.
And you know what? Once we unveil the secret location, why don't you go see Ben?
Yes. Oh, by the way, we would love for people to visit him. So
yes.
Location to be announced. But even if we didn't go today, he looks like he's living the life of luxury.
Oh, stunning.
So, so relaxed on his vacation day with producer Ben.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. Boy, I go to New York City for the weekend and we have a little bit of activity in our latest episode of As Des Moines Turns. Really keeping an eye on what's happening both in the Iowa House and the Iowa Senate as it pertains to whether or not the state of Iowa is going to have a casino moratorium and then whether or not Cedar Rapids is going to get a casino. And much like a surprise cast member behind a door you don't see coming, there was a quote this weekend that included some language about the bill in the Senate that I was unaware of. So here we are. A 5-year moratorium on new state-licensed casinos easily passed the House on Thursday. We had that last week. But Iowa Senate President Amy Sinclair suggests its chance of passing the Senate are far different. She says right now it's a jump ball. Because, and I didn't know this, there is a provision tucked into the bill that makes the moratorium retroactive. Meaning there's no rush to approve the bill before February 6th. I don't know exactly what that means. It sounds like even if racing and gaming says yes, if the bill passes, that will wipe out the yes. I don't know. February 6th is when the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission is scheduled to decide whether to grant a state license for a casino in Cedar Rapids. The next few days will be very interesting as we continue to watch as Des Moines turns. Sports shorts! What a day to be in Iowa City yesterday. I watched the end of this game as we were landing in Chicago. Iowa over number four USC 76-69 yesterday, snapping the Trojans' 15-game winning streak. Lucy Olsen, 28 points. Addison O'Grady had 13. On the day when they hoisted up number 22, they retired Caitlin Clark's jersey. David Letterman was in the crowd. I saw him a couple times on TV. Iowa, by the way, opened the game with an 18-1 run. Then in the second quarter, USC came back, 17 points to Iowa's one, and then it was back and forth the rest of the game. But the Hawkeyes taking a big victory, an upset victory, on their home court over number four USC, 76-69. Great day to be a Hawkeye yesterday and to be in Iowa City to see that retirement ceremony for number 22. Let's wrap up the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? It's maybe a page out of nerd news. Astronaut Peggy Whitson. She grew up in Beaconsfield, Iowa, is being inducted into the U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame. Whitson flew on three NASA long-duration space flights, served as commander as Axiom Mission 2. To date, she's been in space 675 days. That's more than any other American astronaut or woman astronaut in the world, and she's not done. She's back in the cockpit commanding Axiom 4, which will also include astronauts from India, Poland, and Hungary. That's going to be later this spring, but she's got to be back because there's a big ceremony for her. The U.S. Astronaut Hall of Fame, located at the Kennedy Space Center Visitor Complex in Cape Canaveral. The ceremony for this year's event, Hall of Fame induction class, Saturday, May 31st of 2025, featuring Iowa's own astronaut, Peggy Whitson. You've got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
How's that pressure?
This is great. I know that we sent producer Ben on an island vacation, but don't you kind of feel like we're living by proxy?
I'm R&R'd. I'm rested and relaxed.
I know. Like, he's getting the massage, but I feel like I'm getting one too.
I just need some, like, cucumber water.
Yes.
To complete the experience.
Yes.
So, like, do they just take the cucumbers from your eyes and put it in the water?
That's super gross.
That's very gross.
Really gross suggestion, Eric.
Well, I don't know who's ready to go because I've been tracking Ben's activities on the resort
app. I hope he's still on the bed.
He should be on the bed. I don't know. Do we have Tony Milan? Who is standing by at Mays Island for producer Ben's vacation?
Tony's here.
Hey, Tony.
Oh, hey, Tony.
Is he still in his treatment center?
Yeah, he's just wrapping up here.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he dressing to his comfort level?
He's getting better.
He's redressing.
What was that experience? What did it all entail?
I think it was good for both of us. I'm working on my massage license. It's an online program.
Okay.
And this was my first hands-on experience.
So everything else has been simulated till now?
Huh.
Yeah, okay. Simulated.
Do you add any aromatherapy to the process, Tony?
We, as you know, live in the city of five seasons, or some people call it the city of five smells.
Yeah.
And so we just rely on the river to provide different smells for the day.
And an occasional sweet oat smell.
Yeah, exactly.
I would hope.
Oh,
and sometimes fish.
Were we able to work in mani, pedi, any hair work?
Yeah, we've gotten some hair stuff done.
Good.
And I'm not working on any credentials there, so I can't speak about that.
Okay, is the hairdresser happen to be standing by?
Yes.
Hello, hairdresser.
Hairdresser?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
How was our little producer Ben? Did he enjoy your treatment?
I think he did.
All right.
It was very well. His hair was very thin.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yes. And did he get like a full, what was the style that he went with?
He went with braids. It was very cute.
Wait, you braided producer Ben's hair?
Oh my gosh.
I did.
Now, typically, if you've done these island vacations, Claire, they kind of walk the beach and then they braid your hair and then like put like beads in there.
Yeah.
Is that what?
How many beads does he have in his
hair?
Yeah,
how many beads in his thin hair?
He does not have any beads in his hair.
No beads.
Unfortunately.
Oh. Why is that?
Because the beads, I tried them on my sister and they really hurt her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So we have a guy learning how to do massages, giving a massage, and we have somebody who tried beads on her sister doing the hair right now.
Okay.
But then again, what are you going to get when all we got him was Maze Island?
Yeah,
right?
But you never know.
So far, so good.
It's 50-50.
Sorry, I'm going to jump in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
All
sorry.
We got him was Maze Island.
Sorry, Tony Milan.
Tony, is the customer available? Could we just, I just want to make sure, because we're about halfway through the experience.
Yeah, I want
to check in on producer Ben.
Yeah, let me hand you off to him.
Thank you. How far away is he?
Producer Ben, are you okay?
Yes.
Is your hair hurt?
A little bit.
Does the braid look good?
I haven't seen it.
He can't see it.
You can't see it?
I don't have a mirror.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Understood. Okay, well, you'll see it when you come back, you know?
No clocks, no mirrors. You know Maze Island. That's how they roll.
That is how they roll.
Are you feeling more rested and relaxed, Producer Ben?
Oh, yeah. I'm feeling much better.
This is great. Okay, there's still more to go. We still have some surprises lined up after 8 o'clock. So,
are you ready for more, Ben?
Contain your excitement.
What's next?
You will find
you
out.
You will find out.
Okay. Tony Milan, what's next on your agenda?
This is Tony again.
We know.
Up next. So we got rid of some of these toxins.
Okay,
in
yes.
Producer Ben's body. I don't know where they went, but they're going away.
Okay.
Now we're going to go on a nature hike.
Ooh.
Around Plaza Park.
Okay.
And I don't know if you knew this, but Cedar Rapids is home to over 100 parks.
No.
I did not know that.
Did not know that
at all. Absolutely true. And we are in Plaza Park.
Yes.
Right here on Maze Island. Well, so we're gonna go on a nature hike.
Get to explore.
Pick up pine
our
cones.
Resident wild dog, Oscar.
Is he kind of the guide?
Yeah, he's our guide for
okay.
sure. He tells us where to go. He walks us.
He walks them.
Okay. Oh.
Just
oh.
follow Oscar.
And now a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Big night last night for the Grammys. Beyonce winning Album of the Year at the 67th Grammy Awards. That is the show's top honor. Show started with a powerful opening performance. The song I Love LA by Randy Newman, performed by band Dawes. Those members were directly affected by the Eaton Fire. John Legend, Brad Paisley, Sheryl Crow, Brittany Howard, and St. Vincent, part of their backup band. Also a great performance last night. Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars performing California Dreamin'. Hopefully you caught some of that. All through the broadcast, they had a QR code down in the corner. Trevor Noah encouraging people at the event to make donations as well. They said at some point $7 million already raised just from that broadcast last night, which went almost 4 hours. The weekend ended his Grammy boycott, a surprise performance of two new songs. Kendrick Lamar taking Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. That's pretty rare for rap performance to get both of those. Chappell Roan named Best New Artist. That's the only one she won. By the way, no wins for Billie Eilish and no wins for Taylor Swift. It was a big weekend, though. Beyonce not only winning all of those Grammys, this weekend Beyonce announcing a tour to celebrate her country album, which also won country album last night. Cowboy Carter, dates not yet revealed. Of course, that album has tracks with Dolly Parton, Shaboozey, Post Malone, Miley Cyrus. Beyonce making history with Cowboy Carter, becoming the first black woman to top Billboard's Hot Country Songs and Top Country Albums chart. Her last tour would have been the Renaissance World Tour. That was October of 2023. Then that big film documented that entire tour. So sometime we should get tour dates for Grammy winning Beyonce, Cowboy Carter, that tour coming sometime this summer. And if you failed on your New Year's resolutions, how about Jelly Roll is your inspiration? He continues to make incredible progress on his weight loss. He's down over 120 pounds, getting into 5Ks. He did his first 5K at over 500 pounds. Recently posted on social media, he's training for 5K number 2, along with comedian Bert Kreischer. They're going to be at a 5K in Tampa coming up on May 4th, and are going to make that a little bit more better well-known on social media as he prepares Jelly Roll for his second 5K, working towards those weight loss goals. That's going to wrap up what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Most of the time when someone goes on vacation, you have to experience it when they come back and the photos are done.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes, when they get back. But we have the unique ability to check in on Producer Ben's island vacation as it progresses through the morning, because we set it up that way.
We did set it up that way. All morning long, Producer Ben has been enjoying the luxuries that Maze Island has to offer, and that is thanks 1,000% to Resort Activity Director Tony Milan. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
How did the hike go?
I'll be honest. We've been rushed through every activity so far.
Well,
so this sorry one, about that.
We owe you a major apology.
This time we had time left over.
Oh, you did?
It's a small park.
That's true.
Yeah.
So it's probably for the best that we kind of packed a bunch of activities, a week's worth of activities into this one morning.
With some time still remaining on the clock, Tody, we also wanted him to take advantage of all the wonderful food and drink available on Mays Island as well. And it sounds like you've got something special up your sleeve.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a special drink catered in just for producer Ben's taste profile.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a strawberry banana smoothie brought to you by Stillwater Coffee.
Lovely.
Wow. How did you guys know exactly the flavor? Did you like read his chakras or something? Or
we looked him up on LinkedIn.
It's on his LinkedIn profile.
He put it right there and likes strawberry banana smoothies.
Most people put their work history, but he puts his likes and dislikes for food on his LinkedIn profile. That's wonderful.
Well, it's good to know.
You know what would make this so cool, Claire? Because if you don't know, Stillwater, right? That's AVP. That's Elizabeth Von Preston.
Yes.
Cedar Rapids' very own. I would not suspect, though, she would have time to just stop by the resort island and drop off.
We dream.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. We're just full of surprises.
What?
What?
Needing no introduction, but here's an introduction. Elizabeth Von Preston.
Hello, good morning.
That was the introduction?
That was the introduction. That was the introduction.
I actually go by Musical Maisie.
Musical Maisie.
Today?
Oh!
Okay, just today?
In my full Crunchberry made bikini.
No!
Yeah, I'm not going to get in the water.
You best not!
Yeah, you're not supposed to fish in that water. I wouldn't get in it ever.
Yeah.
Just to be safe.
How does one make a Crunchberry bikini?
These are, you can find it on my Pinterest page.
Okay.
Yep, I have some how-to videos.
Is it also on your LinkedIn profile?
Yeah, I don't have a LinkedIn profile, okay. But I will start one just for this side business.
Ah, my goodness. This has just been a morning of surprises.
So much.
With our Mays Island getaway. So producer Ben is off enjoying, again, it's a tropical smoothie. Is that right, Elizabeth? I'm sorry, Musical Maisie?
It is our Britney Spears smoothie.
Okay.
No way.
It's strawberry
Did
banana.
You know that the dog at the park right now is 1% Britney Spears?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we
or
found
spaniel.
That.
What,
or spaniel. We don't know. 1%
Britney.
What percent? Can you dance, honey? Oh, you guys got to see this.
What's the dog
he's
doing right
backing
now?
Backing it up.
Backing it up?
He's doing it. Yep.
Nice.
Shaking that tail feather.
There's an actual dog.
There's a dog there. Oscar, the 99% wolf, 1% Brittany is there. Okay.
Yeah, we have to pay him extra now, though.
Wow.
For doing that dance.
This is turned into, this is like the last day of the resort, like, you know, pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, like, don't hold back.
We've
got AVP, or I'm sorry, Musical Maisie.
Is there.
Thank you.
Tony Milan still in charge of many, many more recreational
wow.
activities because we booked a week's worth of activities in a couple of hours.
So sorry.
Anything up next, or we have more surprises in store?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping we can get Elizabeth to sing a song.
That's a big
Elizabeth might not, but Maisie.
Okay.
Musical Maisie.
Musical Maisie is ready.
Well, everybody fuel up. I don't know how many, if you didn't bring
Let's
enough.
Let Ben have a little bit of that smoothie.
Yes. And then if everybody needs to take a sip, just use different parts of the cup. Just to be safe. But everybody might need some energy. It sounds like this is going to just end with this huge grand finale. Okay, we will check back in as producer Ben's island getaway to Mays Island continues live on the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
Producer Ben, all morning long, has been live at Mays Island. That is his island getaway.
Don't you feel like a do-gooder? Like, we hooked this all up for producer Ben to just let his hair down and get away and have a little island vacation.
I feel like Oprah.
Yes! You get a vacation and you get a vacation. We've all kind of been vacationed by proxy, really.
Yes. And he's not done yet. We've got producer Ben standing by. Producer Ben, I know it's been a very fast 90 minutes. What's been very the nice. Highlight so far this morning?
Probably it got the best once Elizabeth showed up with a strawberry banana smoothie.
So the food.
That really hit the spot.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm also excited for a song.
Oh, yeah. We're hearing some rumblings about there was some like rehearsing going on in the background right before we came back to you guys. Let's bring back our resort activities director, Tony Milan from
hey,
Mays
Tony.
Island. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We got to thank you, man, because what we were expecting to be just a morning's worth of activities, you've put a week's worth of activities into this morning.
We do our best here on Mays Island to give everyone the Mays Island experience.
And what's that experience? Is there like a mantra that you guys have? Or
yeah, there is. erected by the people of Linn County to house their court and justice.
That's
to perpetuate
the same
their ideals.
Okay, sorry, you're not done. Was that it?
Yeah.
That's it. Your mantra is the same as the Linn County Courthouse.
Huh.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that's
fine. We didn't want to have too much going on here.
Was there anything we didn't have time for this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Pickleball.
There was pickleball.
Oh, man.
It's sweeping the nation.
Yes.
We were going to have a limbo contest. There was a 5K that's going to happen later today.
Yeah, you better make sure that one happens. Make sure Ben runs a 5K.
That's a lot of laps around that island. Oh, my goodness. But Ben was just alluding to, because you can't hide a musical performance because you got speakers and all the microphones. It sounds like our very special musical Maisel is standing by with a song. Is that right?
Is standing by with a song from musical Maisie. And the Cracked Coconuts.
Oh, and the Cracked Coconuts.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a resort? Like, is that your house band?
They're going to take it away here right now.
Oh, no.
It's happening. It's happening.
Okay, we're listening.
I'm on vacation. Said goodbye to the station. I packed my bags and I'm headed up north. 380 North, that is. And I've got no concern. I'm getting a sunburn. Still fit my bikini from 2004. Wasting away again on Maze Island. Searching for my lost Eric and Claire. And I know that sunshine beats the studio. Feeling fine on Z102.9. Take it, Jerry. That's right. In that suit, Ben. Oh yeah, shake your hips. Wasting away again on Maze Island. Come on, everybody, sing with me.
Woo!
Looking. No, really, where are Eric and Claire?
Where's Claire? Where's the gosh darn Claire?
And I know that sunshine beats the studio. I'm feeling fine on Z102.9.
For listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.